Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people, how are you guys doing tonight? You know, we're here, we're ready. I hope we have some interesting topics to talk about tonight. I hope you guys think it's interesting, because we do. I mean, you know, we're about to get into it. So, Jay, tell the people what we're talking about tonight, and let's see what type of crazy stuff we're going to be doing.
All right, so the topics we have for tonight, guys, is Jeb Bush calls an actress hot. Austrian movie, is it the scariest movie of the year? We're going to be talking about an Xbox One update, and we're going to be talking about Ryan Mallett released from the Texans. So we have some pretty varying topics, some interesting topics to talk about, so let's get it started. So, first off, I just want to start off with Ryan Mallett getting released from the Texans. First off, Chris, what do you think about Ryan Mallett as a player?
First of all, I just want to start this by saying I don't really know enough about him to have, like, a decision where my opinion really matters. But from what I do know about him, I never really fell in love with him. I saw a couple games of him in college play and didn't really see him play much in the pros. So when he did play for the Texans, I never watched him play because, you know, Texans just isn't one of my teams. You know, most I saw of him were highlights when he was in the game. So saying that, I just, like, from what I have seen, he's never left a lasting impression on me. I mean, He was good enough to get drafted kind of high, so I don't know if the Texans gave up too early on him or what it was, but maybe they made the right decision. They have to do what's best for the team, and if he wasn't, you know, it's a play-now league. If he wasn't ready to be the starter, the franchise quarterback for them, then they needed to look elsewhere, I guess. I mean, that's the best they can do right now. They need to get better now.
All right, but there is a reason he got released by the Texans, and it wasn't because of his talent. So
it was because of something. It had nothing to do with his actual athletic ability or his play on the field.
Exactly. Now, I just want to say this. Ryan Mallett was lucky enough that the Texans gave him a shot because not many teams did. You know, he wasn't the best coming to college. He did have some talent. But, you know, a lot of teams were willing to give him a shot, and we all saw that in the draft. But the Texans took a shot on him, and, you know, were giving him a chance to be in the NFL. Yes, he was the backup quarterback, but he was still in the NFL. So let me just tell you why the Texans got rid of Mallett. So Mallett was late for a meeting Saturday and blamed his tardiness on traffic. He then missed the team's chartered flight to Florida, and he had to fly commercial to join the team for Sunday's game against the Dolphins, which he did not play in. So sources told ESPN on Monday that Coach Bill O'Brien was upset about Saturday's incident and initially wanted to release Mallett right away. But a consensus was reached that the team would wait rather than go into a game with only one active quarterback. And it was the second known time that Mallett was late for team activity. He had missed practice just 2 days after Brian Hoyer was named the team starter for the season opener. And in a scene from the show Hard Knocks on HBO, they were showing the Texans. Mallett told Texans general manager Rick Smith that he missed practice because he overslept. But he had bought an alarm clock and nothing like that would ever happen again. So, all in all, it's because of his tardiness, and it's pretty much because of his tardiness that he got cut from the team.
Well, I mean, out of all the reasons someone could have been cut, that's not a terrible one. I mean, it might not seem big to some people, but once you reach the NFL, once you reach that level, there's a certain level of commitment that that's expected from you. You're a quarterback in the NFL, son. I mean, what else do you expect? How's it going to be? I mean, you've reached the top. Now you got to work to stay there and work to be a starter. If you're missing practice, missing team activities, do you expect that there'll be no repercussions? I mean, I know you're not the starter, so maybe you don't think, oh, I'm not the starter, it doesn't really matter whether I show up late or not. Yes, it does. I mean, you have to try your best to become the starter and become a good player. And even if you're Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't matter. Imagine them showing up late to team activities. They might not get cut, but there's going to be a problem. So, I mean, I can understand. It's not maybe the greatest reason some people would think, but it's an understandable reason. I can see why it happened.
In my opinion, I completely agree with this. Once you reach the NFL, it is a business. Yes, it is a sport that you grew up playing, that you love to play, but essentially it is a business. It's how you earn your money. Now, you would treat it just like any other job. You can't be going to work late. You can't just not show up. You know, that's how you get fired from whatever job you're into or doing. So I can understand why the Texans would cut him after that. I mean, he missed two practices that I've read about. Not to mention, he missed the plane to get to the game against the Dolphins in Miami and had to take another flight to get there. That just shows a lack of commitment or even care, in my opinion. To me, it's like he doesn't care. He's just going through the motions. You know, yeah, he made it to the NFL, so you know, when he's there, he'll work. But otherwise, it's no big deal. No, you got to work at your craft and. You gotta stay there. I mean, yeah, you're in the NFL, but you gotta stay on top, like you were saying, Chris. And to me, it just shows a lack of respect for one, for his teammates and coach, and two, it just shows a lack of him caring.
Yeah, I want to end this particular topic just by saying, yeah, maybe he does love football, and maybe he has respect for the people around him, but that, like, just to contradict himself, if he does feel that way. I mean, it just goes to show that he doesn't care enough, or he lacks some respect for the people who care enough to show up on time, for the people who care enough to want to win something, even the backups who are trying to aspire to be something better. I mean, him not coming or him coming late just proves that maybe he doesn't care enough, like care as much as everyone else there. And if that's the case, then he has to go. So, best of luck to Ryan Mallett. I hope he finds another team, and I hope he gets better, lives out his dream. But right now, he's been cut by the Texans. Who knows what's going to happen? Let's move on to the second topic of the night, Jay.
All right. So the next topic of the night, we're going to be talking about Jeb Bush, you know, one of the candidates. He called an actress hot. Now, Melissa Benoist, or Benoist, however you say her last name, the girl
Supergirl.
Who plays Supergirl. Supergirl! That's right. Jeb Bush was doing an interview and being asked some questions, and the governor was asked what was his favorite superhero, and, you know, a lot of people thought that question might be, you know, odd to ask a governor or something like that, but he went on to say, I kind of like the old school guys like Batman. Supergirl is on TV. I saw that when I was working out this morning. There's an ad promoting Supergirl. She looks pretty hot. I don't know what channel it's on, but I'm looking forward to that. Now, to me, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but a lot of people, you know, made it a big deal, because is that something you really want to hear from one of your political figures?
I mean, personally, I think it makes him a little bit cooler, a little bit more relatable. I don't find it a big deal. They asked him a question. He answered it. Maybe he threw in a comment that she's hot, but it's not like something we've never heard before. Maybe, I guess, since he's a governor, held him to a higher standard, I guess, of, I don't know, I don't even know how to call it, just a higher standard, to where him making comments like that, I guess, is a little extreme, but I don't find it a big deal, to be honest. I think it's pretty cool of him.
Yeah, same here. I didn't find it a big deal. It makes it more relatable. You know, somebody you're like, yeah, you can have a conversation with, instead of somebody, you know, I mean, of course you look up to him because he's in the government. Well, some people do anyways. But it makes it more relatable and probably easier to talk to, and It makes you kind of want to root for him more, in my opinion. Now, Melissa was asked about, like, what did she hear about the comments and whatnot, and she said, I heard about it, you know, I don't know what to think about it. So she pretty much gave a response of, yeah, I heard it, but, you know, like, let's move on. She didn't want to say anything bad about it, but I guess it did probably made her feel uncomfortable. At least that's what I'm thinking for the response that she gave. So, I mean, you know, there's that, you know, so she was probably a little uncomfortable about it, but it should be a compliment, you know, whether a person of the opposite sex just gave her a compliment saying that he finds her attractive. That's what I got from this, but, you know, some people are making it a bigger deal than it should be because, you know, do you really want to hear that from a 62-year-old man who's in politics? You want him to stick with the politics? Or, you know, if he was asked that question, he could have just gave like Batman or Superman and left it at that. He really didn't have to say Supergirl, he's into that because she's hot. Yeah, we're probably all thinking it, but I don't think he should have said that.
I mean, is it really a big deal though? I mean, it's not like he was hitting on her. He just made a comment when they asked her about it. I think this is a non-story, to be honest. I don't know why anyone's talking about this. It's not a big deal. Cool, he's excited to see Supergirl. He thinks she's hot. She's a pretty young, she's a beautiful young woman. I mean, I don't see why people are making a big deal that he made a comment that she was attractive. I mean, if he thinks she's attractive, cool. I mean, it's not like they're going to go on a date or maybe, I mean, I am personally, I don't know, but in my opinion, they're probably not, most likely they're not going to go out on a date. Or even hang out. Well, I'm sure it's not going to come to anything, so I don't know why this is a big deal. And from her comments, I take it as she's like, this is a non-story. I don't think that, you know, it's a big deal. Let's move on from this. He thinks I'm attractive. Cool.
Yeah, and she also added in some other comments that she's at least glad that he's excited to watch the show. And that's pretty much, like, where she ended her comments. Like, she pretty much, like, squashed it right away, which is, I think, a really good PA thing to do. You know, she doesn't want to give any negative comments, and she doesn't want to hype it up too much. So I think it was a good thing to squash it. Now, as far as Jeb Bush is concerned, I really don't see it being a big deal. Hey, you know, we're all attracted to other people. So, you know, just because he said flat out that he finds her attractive, you know, I think it's kind of cool. And, I mean, he's 62, but, you know, we all still look at people. So I don't really find it's a big deal. That's my final thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, I'm going to end it by pretty much saying about the same thing. I mean, it's not a big deal. Let's move on, people. It's not a huge story. Jeb Bush finds it attractive? Cool. Does she make a big deal about it? No. I don't see why we are. So that's where I'm going to end this topic right there. And I'll bring up something else, guys, real quick before we head to commercial break. The basketball season opener, the basketball season has finally begun. We've had a lot of the team's openers tonight, and we had Golden State play last night. So, you know, it's exciting. We're back, guys, in basketball. So we're going to be talking a lot about basketball in the Miami Heat recently. Miami Heat won tonight, so I want to give them a round of applause, along with my Oklahoma City Thunder, who also won. Just want to throw that out there. Big games from Chris Bosh and Kevin Durant, as well as Russell Westbrook. And D-Wade, you know, he's my favorite player. He's always a baller. So, guys, before we go to commercial break, let's give a moment of silence to our Heat, who have won their season opener and hopefully will win the championship this year. There you guys go. I appreciate you.
So, guys, it's about time to go to commercial break. So thank y'all for listening to Cruise Control, and we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Don't miss us too long, guys.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join True Combos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial. Cruise show with Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. Welcome back from commercial break. I know it was long. I know. It's all time, but we're back now. Second half of the show is ready. Hope you guys are ready. So ready to do a crazy second half. And you know I'm keep saying crazy because that's the theme of the show tonight, guys. So let's get into it, Jay. What we got for the second half?
So what we got, first off, we're starting off with is an Australian horror film. Let's start talking about that. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about it, but there's this horror film that just recently came out called Good Night, Mommy. It's pretty much the rebirth of Australian horror. And if you haven't seen the trailer to it or who haven't seen it or don't even know about it, I've seen the trailer. I haven't personally watched the movie yet, but the trailer just makes it a little creepy. I mean, have you seen the trailer to it, Chris?
I'm sad to say. You know, I love horror, but I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Okay, there's an Australian film. It's a pretty much an independent film, which I've only seen the trailer to it, but it's Good Night, Mommy. And let me just give you a little synopsis about it. The film's directed by Veronica Friends and Severin Fiala, I believe is how you say the name. It's set in the Australian countryside. The film follows a mother played by Suzanne Wyatt, I think I say her last name, who's undergone plastic surgery. Returning home in bandages, her twin boys acting, which are acting newcomers, Elias and Lucas Schwartz, don't believe she is who she says she is. And they pretty much, you know, try to figure out who the woman is behind the bandages. She claims to be their mother, but she's giving off a creepy vibe. So that's pretty much, like, the film there. And then throughout the film, they try to figure out who the woman is, and they try to get, you know, just different weird things. So it's pretty much going around as pretty much the creepiest film of the year. And already, from what I've read, two people have passed out watching the film. What do you think about that?
I want to know what type of things this movie has in it that people are passing out in the middle of the film. I mean, is it gross? Is it gory? Is it just so scary that I can't, my eyes, my virgin eyes cannot bother to see some of these scenes in there? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you make me just want to go watch this film, even though now I'm a little scared because I don't want to pass out. That's ridiculous. But that sounds, I mean, why go to a horror, why not, you know, why go to a horror movie if you're not expecting to pass out because it's too scary? That's the point, guys. So sign me up. It sounds cool. It sounds very scary, even though I don't know how scary could it be. I mean, we've been watching, like, everyone's been growing up with the horror genre for a while, and I think we've seen fear or these movies that are supposed to be scary at almost its peak, because we've had some scary films, especially with the rise in technology, just adds to the scare that we feel because of how real it seems. So I don't know how, like, what they did in this film to scare people so bad, but it has me intrigued, to say the least, anyway.
Yeah, you know, when the filmmaker, when they created the film, they didn't set out to make it the scariest film. They just said it's a film to be uncomfortable to watch. You want to watch it, but at the same time, I can't look anymore. That's pretty much the concept they had behind it when they were filming it. But they didn't have any idea of how, like, people, how creepy people would take it or how scary people would receive it. But it's receiving a lot of awards on the film festival circuit and is now the Austrian entry for Best Foreign Language Film at the Oscars. So, I mean, it's doing pretty well, and it's making the rounds. And right now, it's the creepiest film of the year. So, that's good. I haven't seen it, but it does make it look good. It does have subtitles. If you guys wanted to watch it, you'll have to watch it with the subtitles. But I do think it's going to be pretty good, especially if you guys just watch the trailer, and I'm sure you'll think the same thing.
All right, Jay, so explain to me what makes this, like, trailer so scary, or what happens in this trailer that would get me intrigued to watch this movie?
I don't want to ruin it for you. I pretty much gave you the synopsis, and the synopsis of the debut is pretty much what happens in the trailer. So just watch the trailer. I really don't want to ruin it, because if I explain it, it's not going to be as creepy. Now, if you watch it, then you're going to get the vibe from it. When I watched it, I believe I watched it about a month or so ago, the trailer, and it just gave me a creepy vibe to where, you know, like, I wasn't scared, but I was like shuddered at how awkward I felt like the movie was going to be, especially with the twins, because the two twin boys just going around trying to prove if that's the mother or not, and then she just does weird things, and the way she, like, carries herself, I don't know, it just makes you uncomfortable, and that's the vibe that I got from it.
So, do you think this film gives off, like, a different vibe or a different feeling than a lot of, like, you know, Western films, like in the U.S., like films we have here?
Yeah, it's going to give a different vibe from most ordinary horror films. And I don't believe it's the, like, quintessential horror film. I believe it's, like I said, it's just giving off a creepy vibe. But a lot of people think it's the scariest movie of the year. But I guess because the vibe I got from it, guys, because I haven't seen it again, is that it'll keep you on the edge of your seats waiting to see what's going to happen next or, like, what's the next move going to be. So I'm just going to end it at that, and I'm just going to say, guys, just watch the trailer and you'll get what I'm talking about. So moving on to our next topic, because I know you haven't seen the trailer, Chris, so I'm not going to really let you keep going on topic. So moving on to our next topic, guys, we're going to be talking about an Xbox One update. Isn't that awesome? I know. But let me tell you what the update's about. It's going to make Xbox One compatible with Xbox 360 video games, which is what I've been waiting for, and what I'm sure most Xbox fans have been waiting for as well, because pretty much we've had to get rid of our 360 games or pull out our 360 in order to play them. It's so much easier if we can just play them on the Xbox One. And I'm sure Microsoft has thought of that too, and that's why they're coming out with this compatibility update to make 360 games available for Xbox One. So I was pretty excited about this, guys.
I'm sure they could have done that when the system was first created. My thing is, why didn't they add that feature when the Xbox One first came out? Why is it now like a new like patch or upgrade? I feel like that's ridiculous. I mean, they could have done this when the system first came out, but instead, they made gamers everywhere will either keep their 360s around, which, like, you know, Xbox One came out. You're like, okay, the 360 is going to become obsolete. It's going to become pointless because we're going to be playing games on one system. But no, they were like, no, Xbox One doesn't play Xbox 360 games. And how unfortunate that was, because now you have to have two systems. I mean, this should have been around from the start. I'm not impressed by this. This should have been done, and I'm upset. Yeah. They're saying, oh, they're going to do it now, but I'm not happy with it. Mm-hmm. It's about time they did it.
Well, there's also going to be more updates or more new features with the update. However, they haven't gotten specific regarding all the updates, but that was the main, you know, update or thing that they wanted to achieve, was to be able to make 360 games compatible with the Xbox One. But there's going to be more updates available as well, and I believe that is coming out on November 12th, if I'm not mistaken, is when Microsoft will be releasing the new update.
Well, it's about time. I mean, this is something that should have happened already. I'm finally glad it's happening. I mean, I'm not impressed by this. Should have been done from the jump, but at least they're getting their act together. So, guys, I'm excited for this. I hope you are too. This is an exciting thing. Xbox is finally doing what it should have done from the beginning, and it couldn't happen any sooner. So, Jay, that's about our show. Go ahead and wrap it up for us and wrap it up for the audience. So let's get to it.
Sure. I just want to say, guys, thank you for listening to Cruise Control. We hope you enjoyed the episode. If you liked what we talked about or have any opinion on what we talked about, feel free to message us on Twitter. My Twitter handle is JC Films. My brother's is
@ChristianCruise66.
That's right. So, again, thank you for listening to Cruise Control. We'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. Otherwise,
good night,
guys. Have a good night.
Night.
Now shut up and drive.